Hi, this is a dictation for Amber Manuel, AmberManuel. Amber Manuel, date of birth is 6/14/1985. Date of accident is 10/3/23. And date of service is 7/1/2024. This patient is here with a chief complaint of pain in the head, headaches, neck pain, and the lower back pain. As a chief complaint, pain in both the knees as well. Patient alleges that she was involved in an automobile accident dated 10/3/2023, where she was a front seat passenger, restrained, and the car was hit from the side and the back. She was traveling in a Dodge Charger, and she was not aware of the accident at the time of accident. She was sleeping, and the accident happened at 1:29 a.m. on 10/3/2023. She was traveling with Mr. LaShawn Don and Owen, LaShonda Owen, sorry, LaShawnda Owen, who was the driver. And police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. The patient was wearing seatbelt, airbags did not deploy. The car was hit from T-bone from the side and back. The status of the car is not provided by the patient. She doesn't know. And injury-wise, patient did not provide any information except that she started having headaches and pain in the neck, and possibly she injured her knees into the dashboard. Car was not totaled. Immediately after the accident, patient started having headaches, but there was no laceration, no contusion, no fractures, bleeding. The patient has been seeing Dr. Mustafa Shukur, where an MRI has been done and was found positive for disc bulging at L4-5, L5-S1, and having infraspinous edema at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 as a cause of her pain. She has had extensive treatment, and record of treatment is not available. She has had extensive physical therapy, I believe, here. The records are not available. Chiropractor also, we do not have the reports and treatment available. And patient did not choose to go any emergency room. She is now visiting us as she reports that the office of Dr. Shukur is closed for some reason and they are not able to provide services. Mr. Presenting illness, patient is suffering from headaches which are located to the front, back, and the right temple, and they are severe on a scale of 1 to 10. They are reported to be 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, we associate with nausea, but there is no vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI that are reported are ringing in the ear, bilaterally loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, fearful of the event, nightmares, and spots in the vision. Patient denies no issue with taste or smell or TMJ. There is no history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of memory, seizures, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, no vision problems other than spots in the vision. The patient reports of weakness and lightheadedness, but denies any sudden seizures, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic. She has no difficulty walking or incontinence with bowel, urine, numbness, or tingling. Patient report due to some moderate pain in the knee, which is around 6 on both sides, and the neck pain is reported to be around 7 to 8. Lower back pain is reported around 7 to 8. These pains are constant and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. According to her, they can usually they are 7 to 8 and their ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, lying down, walking, driving, sitting, bending, coughing, and improved by nothing. And she has had M1 imaging, MRIs, which are brought with the visit. X-rays have been done. The patient do not have any numbness or tingling anywhere. No muscle weakness is reported, and no bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, and relationship status, employment, legal history. And personal history, as well as the ADLs. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 131/80. Pulse is 79, pulse ox 100, temperature 97.1, height 5'7", weight 155. This is a 40-year-old African-American female. She is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, golden eclair. Hydration is good. And there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. And the patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping or extreme pain in the legs. Rest of the exam is from the template, including musculature examination that is completely normal. And neurological examination that is normal. Musculoskeletal inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is noticed. SI joints, non-tender. And paravertebral muscle spasm, none present. Range of motion of cervical spine. Range of motion forward flexion is 40. Extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion 45. Bilateral rotation 80. The lumbar spine forward flexion is 50. Extension is 20. Bilateral side flexion 20. And then bilateral rotation is 30. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative, and Lermit test is negative. Distraction test, Sotal test is negative. In thoracic spine, Slum test and Roos test negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raise test is positive at 40 degrees. Cross leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. Kemp test is positive. SI joint are normal. There's no positive finding in stunning flexion test, ilia compression, destruction negative, Farber-Gosselin is negative, no tenderness is noticed. Extremities examination. Except for the knee examination, rest of the extremities, including both shoulders, both elbows, hands, both hips, both ankle and feet are completely normal. Please use the templates. And knee examination bilaterally. On inspection, no scar or adhesion is noticed. On palpation, there is a minimal tenderness peripetal, but no swelling, asymmetry is noticed. It is not feeling warm or cold. No crepitus grinding is noticed. Range of motion is normal at 135 flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. And motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnostics. V89.2 excess deep general, R26.89, CNS, R51, F41.1, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M79.1, ligaments, M54.0, knee, right knee, M25.561, left knee is M25.562, cervical spine, M54.02, sorry, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4, XXA. Number of spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care is from template treatment plan. Or AMBER manual is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times a week to continue only for the lower back. Traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercises, McKenzie program, heat, infrared heat, laser heat, chiropractic treatment are all discussed with the patient. And she is mostly done with them. The treatment plan, after reviewing the maps and labs, she was not provided any medications today, and they are on hold until we can get the records from Dr. Shukra's office. No pain medications are also provided. Review of the medical records and MRIs. Well, MRI was available at the time of dictation, and it is as follows. The MRI was done by M1 Imaging on June 14, 1985. There is a bilateral facet joint hypertrophy L2-3, L3-4, and there is a 1 millimeter disc bulge at L4, L5, and L5-S1. With bilateral facet joint inflammation, intraspinous edema is noticed at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. These findings were discussed with the patient at length. And future plans were discussed, which include injection to the intraspine area and also 1 or 2 injection of epidural to bring help. We have requested release of all the records from Dr. Shukra's office and physical therapy and other providers. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, attendant care, case worker, none. Investigation, no investigation is ordered. DME, none. Education, none. Education is okay. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Direct contact is yes. Thank you.